Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 10th.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's word is Bogart, spelled B-O-G-A-R-T. Bogart is a verb. To bogart something is to use or consume it without sharing. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Jesse Green. Producers of individual shows should not be allowed to shape any content but their own. Otherwise, the telecast winds up being hijacked by beamed-in celebrities singing songs from terrible musicals no one's yet seen. And as for those stage-warming investors, let's ban them too. The awards they bogart belong to the authors. The legendary film actor Humphrey Bogart was known for playing a range of tough characters in a series of films throughout the 1940s and 50s, including The Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, and The African Queen. The men he portrayed often possessed a cool, hardened exterior that occasionally let forth a suggestion of romantic or idealistic sentimentality. Bogart also had a unique method of smoking cigarettes in these pictures, letting the butt dangle from his mouth without removing it until it was almost entirely consumed. It's believed that this habit inspired the current meaning of the word bogart, which was once limited to the phrase, "Don't bogart that joint," as popularized by a song on the soundtrack to the film Easy Rider. Today, bogart can be applied to hogging almost anything. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.